Today we're talking about a lady named Mary and her extravagant expression of love towards Jesus when she poured out a whole bottle of expensive perfume on his feet. You can find it in John chapter 12. Not only was this expression extraordinary, it was also intentional. It was thoughtful. It was planned out. There's nothing wrong with spontaneous acts of praise. Those are great. But just let this sink in. Mary does not come empty-handed or empty-hearted when she knows she will be in the presence of Jesus. How prepared are we for expressions of praise and thankfulness on Sunday when we gather with our church family? How prepared is your heart? How prepared is your offering? Or are those things just afterthoughts? Here's what makes this an intentional act of praise. It's the cost of the gift. Look at all the modifiers around this gift. We learn that it's a pound or 11 ounces. That's the quantity of the gift. We learned about how expensive it is with the value of it, that it's pure nard. Nard is an herb that was harvested in India and then had to be imported into Jerusalem by camel. It wasn't just nard, it was pure nard. It was not weakened or watered down. 11 ounces of pure nard. We find out later in the chapter that the real-time value of the perfume was about the average annual salary of a day laborer. In dollars today, it would equate to about $35,000. So this was not a rash, impulsive decision on Mary's part. I don't even think she's doing this without the knowledge and approval of Lazarus and Martha. She had thought about this. This was premeditated worship. What can I give to my King to show forth His immeasurable, immense value to me? So when you head off to church this weekend, will your offerings of praise and time and money be thoughtful and intentional, or will they be reactionary? When you pray today, please remember Buddy Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Ecuador. And also remember the Arabic LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Australia, Canada, the Middle East, and the United States.